You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a long time since Penny Timberlake hit the books, studying for her degree. But today she's watching lectures again, this time for a refresher course. The registered nurse, alongside 3,000 others, is undertaking an online course to boost her skills. They're responding to government calls to bolster Australia's frontline medical workforce in the face of a worsening COVID-19 pandemic.
So I started in a critical environment in hospitals when I finished my degree, so it's nice to get back in there. I think anyone would be nervous stepping back into something they haven't done for a while, but certainly I feel like I can provide value.
Penny's current job helping patients recover from cosmetic procedures has been temporarily placed on hold. She says the Australian College of Nursing course is equipping her with the necessary skills and confidence to help tend to those infected with coronavirus.
The course is really helping me just regain those skill sets that I've been missing for a while. Obviously the processes change and it's really nice to refresh on those, but the fundamental care, ABCs and airway breathing, all of that is pretty much the same.
Another call out today involved sending emails out to those whose registration had expired in the past 3 years, asking them to consider returning to the workforce. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan says the call is urgent.
They're getting an email today saying, hey, if you want to come back to work, let's talk about how we can do that and how we can help you do that. There are 276,000 nurses registered today across the country. They are by far the largest workforce in the health system, but we need more.
Then there's the plan to upskill the experienced hospital nurses. 20,000 online courses have been offered free of charge to take nurses from the general wards to high dependency and critical care roles. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the training will help those with complex needs.
This is what's going to allow us to support those ventilators, which themselves will go from 2,200 to 4,400 and then to 7,500, to give us the capacity to meet even the most difficult of needs that we may face.
The opposition also has a suggestion to boost the ranks. Labor wants the 1,000 qualified nurses in Australia on working holiday visas to be deployed in hospitals instead of fruit farms. Shadow Health Minister Chris Bowen says the government must waive the 3-month regional work requirement.
Here on working holiday visas, their visa requirements require them to go and do things like pick fruit, not to work in hospitals. In this crisis, that is simply not sensible. And we do believe the working holiday visa requirements on those nurses should be waived. We need every possible nurse working in hospitals.
Extra nurses will also be needed in aged care and community facilities to look after those recovering outside of hospitals. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.